Listed property has outperformed equities over the last 3 and 5 years, and many investors flocked to listed property due to these high returns, and specifically capital returns. However, the characteristic of the underlying income stream, and specifically the certainty of income stream, has been underappreciated during these times. The higher capital returns have resulted in the risk in listed property actually being higher than equities. So one just needs to bear that in mind when investing in listed property, and rather focus on the underlying income stream and certainty in income stream. Now, looking at the Coronation Property Equity Fund, we aim to look at the total return being delivered by property, not only income or capital. We use SA listed property as well as Liberty International as a risk and return diversifier. We've outperformed our benchmark over the last 6 months, 1 year, and 3 years, and what has worked in our favour is specifically our underweights in what I would call funds which is work in progress or work in process funds, like SA Corporate or Pangborn. The fund composition is basically the bigger retail funds, funds with up to 75 to 100% in retail exposure, like High Prop, AccuCap, Fountainhead, and Resilient. Now, looking at the current retail environment, you might ask, why then a big overweight in retail funds? Now, if one looks at rental growth, specifically retail rental growth compared to industrial and office rental growth, retail rental growth has been much more consistent and stable over the last 10 years, delivering year-on-year returns of between 8 and 10%, whereas industrial and office rental growth has been much more volatile, as high as 12 and as low as minus 5. Also, in terms of retail, looking at regional and super-regional centre exposure, and those are centres above the 60,000 square metres, it's a much more defensive exposure in terms of retail. We find that in difficult economic times, people tend to do comparative shopping and rather focus on where they can go to different retailers and look at the price of one product at all of these retailers. In looking at trading densities, which is the actual value being created from the space one is trading from, which is the revenue divided by the square meteries, super regional and regional shopping centres also tend to be more defensive just due to the majority of retailer categories that's there. For instance, your food, your apparel and your department stores. And those are retails that we all know, like Woolworths, Pick and Pay, your Checkers, your Edgars, as well as Truers, Mr Price and Foschini. Now, you may have walked in your local shopping centre and may have seen some increase in vacancies over the last 3 to 6 months. And vacancies are shops that's actually standing empty. Now, if one looks at shopping centre development over the last 2 to 3 years, I must admit, yes, there has been a lot of increase in space. Now, and using that as a leading indicator for vacancies, vacancies specifically in retail is at risk. But I believe those centres, which are, I would call marginal centres, which are smaller centres, those are the centres I believe are at risk. Now, one thing that is actually providing some comfort is the development that we saw in commercial property over the last 40 to 50 years. Despite the big increase in activity over the last 4 years, we're now only at historical average levels over the last 40 to 50 years of commercial development compared to GDP levels. Now, just finally, at the current listed property environment, we believe there is definitely upside. Specifically, if one looks at distribution growth, we still expect above inflation distribution growth over the next 3 years, and with yields trading at relative levels or at relative value levels to bonds still creating value, there's definitely upside. But the risks are there as well, and most of these risks pertain to tenants and vacancies, and it's getting more and more expensive for tenants to trade out of their space, may it be retail, industrial or office, due to higher electricity costs as well as higher municipal costs. When we decide which stocks to include in the Coronation Property Equity Fund, we look at three things. First is diversification of tenants, diversification of properties, but also diversification of funding risk. The second thing we look at is transparency, and the most important there, transparency in management, transparency in income stream, and transparency and disclosure. And finally, it's important for us to know that value can actually be extracted from that investment, may it be the individual properties in the stock or actually the stock itself?